somebody said, I don't get nervous anymore. I still get nervous. After 20-something years, I still get nervous. I get up in front of people. Chapter number 12. And I want to begin reading in verse 4. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. He that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. I want to stop with that verse. God will help us just for a few minutes. I want to look at verse number 8. And Jesus said, also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men. I think today a lot of times we get that little word out of kilter and we get to thinking sometimes it means what it doesn't mean. And I know there's a partial truth in confessing with our mouth, but I think here in this text it means more than that. I think it means more than saying something with your mouth. And we're living in a day when there's a lot of saying but not much doing. And your testimony's not worth anything, but your confession is what counts. And we're called upon to confess Christ before men. And that has to do with our character and what we are. And not so much as what we say, but what we are. It's not so much our activity and what we do, because we'll do what we do because we are what we are. But it has to do with our character, what we are before God. I'm reminded this morning in my heart that faith in Christ made real in us is a gift of God. I'm reminded this morning that you have to surrender to Jesus and submit to Jesus as your Lord. And as you have submit to Him as your Lord, He saves you by establishing His blessed rule in your life. Amen. We have a tendency, and we've heard hearing today across the land, that being saved isn't really being saved today like the Bible teaches. I want to tell you, it means more than what most people think today. The early Christians, whenever we're saying, they had a saying, if you read your history, they said, God Almighty has appointed and ordained this one to be Lord, speaking of Jesus. And they said, bow down to Him. Bow down to His rule and get under His authority, because God has appointed Him to be Lord. He's the only high king. He's the only high priest. He's the only potentate. I want you to know this morning that He's still Lord. It doesn't matter what this liberal outfit says. He's still Lord. And for a sinner to be saved, he's got to come under the rule and authority of Jesus Christ. Can you say something? It's got to be more than saying. I tell you, unless the doing of the will of God is the central thing in your life, you've missed the Lord. Did you hear what I said? Unless He's Lord, unless the central theme that controls your life is doing the will of God in every phase, in every aspect of life, then you've missed what the Bible teaches that salvation is all about. It's coming under the authority and rule of Jesus Christ. He's already Lord. You need to make Him Lord. He's already Lord. And so it's coming under His rule, of bowing to His authority, giving in to His blessed rule. Let Him set up His teachings in your heart and life in such a manner that you're going to obey them on a daily basis. It's all
exalted, glorified Him by the confession that you make with your life and the deeds you do.
You see, we're missing it. God hadn't changed. Salvation's commitment to the will of God. I want to tell you something. Romans 4:14-9 says this, for to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that He might be Lord both of the dead and living. You see, confessing Christ in every phase of your life should be what's on your heart daily. Not just on Sunday and Wednesday, but you ought to get up in the morning and call on God and say, what's your will for me today, Lord? I want you to help me. I want you to teach me, direct me, and show me what you want for my life today. And when I go on the job, I want you to be the Lord of the job. If I'm going to the schoolhouse, I want you to be Lord of education. Whatever that you're doing, whatever place you're moving in, I'm letting Him be Lord and be the authority. Sometimes you have to shut the world's authority. Sometimes you have to protest and say, no, I won't go that way. And no, I won't do that. Because I've got someone higher than you that I'm serving, that has the rule in my life. And I'm going to bow down to His authority. I'm going to let Him be the Lord because He is Lord. In a day, are you doing that, child of God? Is He the Lord of your life today? Every phase of our life needs to be under the Lordship of Christ, allowing Him. How are we going to make a good confession? I want to tell you something. We're going to have to claim everything for Him. We're going to have to claim everything for Jesus Christ. Everything in our life is for Jesus Christ. You don't know any other that can do unto you what He does. You don't know any other that can say there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Thank God if you'll take a look back to Calvary once in a while and realize what God pulled you out of and realize what God's done for you. You'll be wanting to shout the praises of God. As Brother Dale's already said this morning, thank God for His touch. I'm feeling His touch because He's Lord. He's Lord of my life. You see, we need to devote ourselves to some things like old Daniel did. We need a purpose in our hearts that we're going to do some things. And that main thing is allowing Him to be Lord. Now, we know what Lord means. You've got several different definitions for it. But I'm just going to term an old redneck definition because that's what I am. But I won't term it like that. It's just boss. He's the boss. It don't matter what area I'm in. It don't matter what I'm doing or who I'm around. He's the boss. It don't matter if I'm in front of the wild crowd or if I'm in front of a church crowd. He's still boss. I'm not going to give in to their dirty jokes and their sayings. Sometimes we have to be around folk like that. But we need to let them know that He's Lord. We need to confess Him. Make a confession with our lives that He's boss. He's Lord. And there's none else. You see, we need to realize there's some things we need to purpose in our hearts and devote our lives to, and that's the proclamation of the holy character of God, proclaiming His holiness. Realize that He's holy and righteous, and we're sinful and wicked. If not for the grace of God, the depraved nature take back over and push us back out in the world. But thank God He's Lord. His grace is sufficient. We're going from victories, Brother Dale said. I want us to realize this morning, realize that His righteous demands and commands, God isn't on the bargain in terms. He just says, word of God's a proclamation. God declares. God commands. And God demands. And I will tell you something. It doesn't end with salvation. It begins with salvation. He's still demanding and commanding in my life. He's still saying, don't and do and don't and do in the areas of my life. That is. Where would I be without Him? Who could I go to apart from Him? How would I know which way to go? Not for Him. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to confess to you this morning with my mouth that I don't know if He don't show me. And I can't do if He don't help me. I can't go if He don't send me. That's just the way it is. You see, we need to realize that the proclamation of the holy character of God obeying His commands and demands in our life is what's expected out of every child of God. Yes. For we are His workmanship, Paul said, created in Christ Jesus unto good works which God had before ordained that we should, capital on that should, that we should walk in them. Amen. We're not out here in the dark. Yes. Thank God we've got a boss that knows. Right.
get too dark for him to show up. It don't get too hard for him to help. You don't get too excited. He can't make you more excited. God's God.
See, we need to realize that we're to point men and women who will listen to Jesus Christ. Everybody won't listen. But some people will listen. And we need to point them to Him, not by just words that we say, but with our conduct, our character in life, allowing ourselves to come under His rule. I'm going to tell you something. He shows up when He takes over. Men can't deny His presence. I'm going to tell you, when the presence of God comes in, everything else has to step aside. We won't have to worry about putting out wildfire if we'll keep the presence of God in our lives. God will put it out for us. We're living in a day and day. Thank God that people in this day, we need to wake up and realize that He is Lord. There's no such thing as being saved by just saying, I want Him to be my Savior. You say, preacher, you're preaching that old Lordship salvation. That's the only kind He is. There ain't no other kind. Either He's Lord or you're not saved this morning. You see, if He's not ruling in your life, if you're not under His authority, you've missed it. Something's not right. You say, I come in on Sunday and I go to church every Sunday and Wednesday. I do my part. Hey, this ain't a two-day-a-week thing. This is a 7-day, 24-hour-a-day thing. This thing never ends. One of these days, we're going to be in eternity with Him. Thank God, He rules. Does He rule in your life? Does He rule in your life? We need to confess Him in our lives, in the society. We need to confess Him in government. We need to confess Him in our money. We need to confess Him in our conduct. We need to confess Him in our thought life. I want to tell you something this morning. He owns it all. Making a confession for Him is more than just saying something with your mouth. Making a confession for Him is coming under His rule and His authority. Letting Him control. Letting Him dominate. Letting Him lead, guide, and direct. That's coming under His authority and rule. We must do that. And I'm going to tell you something else. We'll want to do it. If we're really saved, we'll want to do that. There won't be no pushing back. You might get out of order every once in a while, but He'll bring you back in. I want to tell you something. When He saved me 20-something years ago, 27 now, thank God He birthed a desire down in me to obey Him. I want to tell you, this thing didn't come on my own. I just didn't work it up. Thank God it just didn't happen. But I got saved. When He birthed me, He birthed a desire in my soul to obey and serve and worship Him. This desire has never left. And I want to tell you something. Man will not do anything unless he desires to do it. But thank God when you get saved, He births that desire in. Repentance won't come unless there's a desire to repent. Faith won't come unless there's a desire for faith. Obedience won't come unless there's a desire for obedience. God births that desire in. When salvation comes, no wonder Peter said in 2 Peter, the last verse of his book, grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Boy, I'm glad of that verse. That makes me to know, thank God, that He's going to help me. That makes me to know that when I'm a desire to please Him, that's growing in grace and knowledge. Do you desire Him? You know, sometimes I'll say it this way. I'll be through here just a minute. I desire because He birthed it in me to please Him. I won't please Him in every aspect, every place. I don't want to do anything that He don't want me to do. And I want to do everything that He wants me to do. It doesn't matter what phase of life, what area of life it's in. That doesn't matter at all. I want to do it in every bit of it. In my business life, I want to confess Him. You see, in my church life, I want to confess Him. In my home life, I want to confess Him. And you see, just in society in general, I want to confess Him. I want to walk down the street. I want people to know that He's my Lord. Amen. I want people to know. And they can't know by me saying. They got to know by seeing me do and confessing Him in my life. And I thank God for the desire that He birthed in me. And I want to tell you something else. Just every once in a while, not nearly as much as I'd like for it to be,
But every once in a while, I just desire to have Him. Every once in a while, I just desire to look at Him and get a hold of Him. Every once in a while, I just desire to lay my head on His bosom and let Him put His arms around me and pull me up close. I don't want to see anything else. I don't want to think of anything else. I don't want to know anything else except Him. The tires, thank God, they are. Oh, it pushes me over, and I'm going to tell you that's real worship when we can block everything else out and just look at Him and desire Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Get lost in His word. Get carried away with His will. Thank God He's Lord this morning. There's none else. How is it with you this morning? You say, well, I'm failing in a lot of ways. Well, what about your desire? God saved you. He birthed that in you. Are you letting that desire have its way? Are you feeding that desire? You got to feed it, you know. You got to feed it. And I'm glad I know that much. I can turn my back on God. And I can partially serve God, and I can pretend I'm serving God. They used to be an old lady, now I'm through preaching. They used to be an old lady come to our church. This had been over 20 years ago, when I first started to work out there, when the Lord first started. And she was up in her 80s then, and she was one of them shouters. She'd come and sit down like where Brother Mitchell's was sitting. And she belonged to another church, but she loved me. She told me she loved me. And she'd come where I was at a lot of times. And every time she'd come, she'd shout and testify. That's just natural for her. Wasn't something she had to work up. It just come natural. That's what it ought to be to us. Thanks to God, it just come natural. We're going to have to work it up. It ought to just come natural to us. But you see, she'd do that. I'd hear her testify time and time again. She's worried about her children. She'd ask prayer for them, her grandchildren. And she'd say, listen, children, this ain't no time to play church. This ain't no time to play church. She said, this is real. I said, my God's real, and I'm not playing. This ain't no time to play church. I don't say this one, this ain't no time to play church. Brother Mitchell preached last night, we're in the last days. Things are happening as pure evidence for our eyes that we're seeing. This ain't no time to play church. We need to desire His blessed rule in our lives. We need to seek for that authority to be shown to us that we can live pleasing to Him and worship Him and serve Him with all of our hearts, souls, mind, and strength, pointing men, women, boys, and girls to Christ, invoking the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our lives so we can reach sinners before it's too late. I'm going to tell you something. Without the Holy Ghost, we can't reach them. If the Holy Ghost ain't in our preaching, if the Holy Ghost ain't anointing us, we can't reach nobody. It's just like sounding brass and tinkling cymbals without Him. You've got to have Him. Do you desire Him? Is He your boss? Not just today, but when you leave here today, is He going to be your boss when you go down to the restaurant? Is He going to be your boss when this meeting's over and you go back on the job? Is He going to be your boss when you around the house with your family? Is He going to be your boss when you go off to school? See what I'm saying this morning? God, just revive this again. It's Lord. It's Lord. It's your boss. And there's my name. Thank you.
All right, let's stand. Have you been neglected in His Lordship? Now listen, if God spoke to your heart about some things, y'all come on pray right now. I appreciate the